Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. You are the center of our life. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Powerful ministration. God bless you. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Welcome everyone here this morning to this very powerful, impactful service. I believe that our lives will never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Welcome to the first Sunday of the month of May. It is our month of destiny. Taking charge in destiny. Hallelujah. You shall take charge of your destiny in God. In Jesus' precious name. And being the blessing Sunday of the month of May, I'm speaking on the subject, the blessed life and destiny. The blessed life and destiny. We have two objectives in this study. One, what are the characteristics of the blessed life? When do we say a person is blessed? Is it because he has money? He has a position? What really constitutes the blessed life? Secondly, what are the secrets of the blessed life? We say a life is blessed. What are the secrets? I started by saying that the blessed life and destiny is God's ultimate plan for his people. Genesis, God, Bible says God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 1:28. I also said that God raised a new generation of blessed people through his covenant with Abraham. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 to 3. God said to Abraham, I will bless you. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shall be a blessing. And then we saw thirdly that Jesus Christ died for the blessing of mankind. Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 12. The Bible said, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. The Lamb was slain for the blessing of mankind. In addition to that, we also see that God, this can be fought now, that God reintroduced the blessing on the earth after the flood of Noah. That shows the importance of the blessing. Genesis chapter 9. Verse 1 to verse 2. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He reintroduced the blessing on the earth in the world of Noah. Fifthly, God raised the nation of Israel as a generation of blessed people. He raised them as a generation of blessed people, as an example to what he can do with a nation. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to verse 2, God speaking said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and in verse 14. Deuteronomy 7 and in verse 14. Bible speaking, it said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. God was speaking to the children of Israel and saying that they would be blessed above all people. So God raised the nation of Israel as a generation of blessed people, as an example of what God can do with a nation. And I believe that God will do the same for us in Jesus' precious name. And finally, number 6, the blessing of Abraham is extended to God's people by the sacrifice of the cross. The blessing of Abraham is extended to the people of God by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and in verse 14, he said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Anyone who is truly blessed today, say aloud, amen. Lift your voice and say, I am blessed. Say it 3 times. Again. Say it again 3 times. I am blessed.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Again, another 3 times.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord the shout of victory. Now, when we say that a life is blessed, what kind of life represents the blessed life? We looked at 11 things in the first service. We talked about that life that is in good standing with God. And we have 11 of them. But we'll not be able to go through all these 11. But that life that is blessed, what kind of life is it? Number one, for this service, it is the life that is in possession of true spiritual asset or wealth. True spiritual asset or wealth. You say a person is blessed when he has assets that are spiritual. In Luke chapter 12, verse 20 to verse 21, talking about the rich young man, God said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. True blessing is riches towards God. You are rich in spiritual matters. Your prayer life is buoyant. Your study of the word is buoyant. You are spiritually loaded. You are not spiritually bankrupt. A person might have money in the earth, but is spiritually bankrupt. He's not a blessed person. A blessed person is spiritually loaded. Is spiritually heavy. Number two, what kind of life is a blessed life? Number two, it is the life that the Lord has found pleasure and joy in. A man is a blessed man if God is pleased with him. A woman is a blessed woman if God is pleased with her. It is a blessed state of life for God to say, I'm happy with you. It's a blessing. Matthew chapter 3 verse 17. God spoke about his son like that. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. It's a blessing. When God can tell you, I am happy with you. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. You are at the point where God is happy with you. One day, a very hectic convention finished, and I was preaching morning, and evening for 7 days, including the night vigil. At the end of the night vigil, I went before God and I said, Father, thank you for your help, for the strength to stand through this conference. Impact on lives. People came from different nations and they did not go back disappointed. They were touched. They were appreciated. They were touched. You cannot believe what I heard. He said, I want to appreciate your availability. You also. I don't want to go into the details. But you can't believe that God is saying, I am pleased that you made yourself available. And that you became instrumental to be a blessing to all those people. You are thanking me and I'm pleased with you too. It's a blessing. Believe it or not, that happens. That is possible. You come to the point where your enemies have no choice about your life. They can hate you, but they can't harm you. They will just be grumbling internally. The grumbling translates into no manifestation. Zero. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Please, I want you to struggle. Not to seek the pleasure of man. Seek the pleasure of God. Let God be pleased with you. What does it mean to be blessed? What kind of life is the blessed life? Number three, it is that life that is empowered to face the future without fear. When God empowers you to face the future without fear, you are blessed indeed. Genesis 32 and in verse 26, that was what happened to Jacob. And he said, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said, what is thy name? And he said unto him, my name is Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob but Israel. For as a prince, you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. That was Jacob that was going to face Esau. And he was not sure of the outcome. But he had an encounter with God. And he got the power to face the future without fear. It is that life that faces the future without fear. Hallelujah. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. I cannot fear what the future holds because I know who holds the future in his hands. I cannot fear what the future holds, for you hold the future in your hands. If I know who holds the future, then what fear do I need to have about the future? The future got covered. Yes, hallelujah. That is why some of us walk with the kind of steps we walk in. With the kind of audacity we walk in. One man was telling one of our staff the other day, he said the way that pastor talks, it's as if he's the firstborn of God. He says he talks with so much audacity and authority, like, go ahead and do it, it will happen. It will succeed. Hallelujah. And I am here to charge you in the name of Jesus. No devil shall hold you back. No devil shall hold your destiny back. No devil shall hold you back. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen.
Amen.
Lift your right and say, I am empowered.
I am empowered.
I have the power,
to face the future
without fear.
Without fear. Hallelujah.
When we laid the foundation, take your seat. When the foundation for this church was laid, the complete money that should finish the foundation was not on ground. Not to talk of the wall. Not to talk of the roof, which was in millions. Yet, it continued. There was not a sleepless night one day. Oh, what will we do? How will this thing finish? There are two people to ask. One is a human being. Another one is the God of all of us. If you ask God, did this pastor have sleepless night one day? Find out. The other one is my wife, Dr. Mrs. Becky. And then she ask her. Did her husband wake you up any night?
Let's
my dear,
pray.
Please, let's agree. Need to pray on this matter. Who sent me? Who sent me to go and start this building? Not one day.
No.
You didn't have the money to finish, but you started.
Yes, sir.
Not even to finish the foundation, but you started. Mm. And construction did not stop till finishing. You are empowered. You are empowered. You are empowered to face the future without fear. It's a blessed person who is not moving with hesitation and uncertainty, but moves with audacity and sagacity. I see somebody moving like that today. You are the one saying loud amen. What is the blessed life? The blessed life, number four, is that life that is not in lack of anything that is good for them per time. I like you to hear the qualification. The life that is not in lack of anything that is good for them per time. Which means there are certain things you want that is not good for now. Psalm 84 verse 11 said, the Lord is my sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. When you are blessed of the Lord, what you need per time is met. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. You are not stranded. That's a blessed man. You may not have an aeroplane because you don't need an aeroplane for now. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You may not have a house in Paris or a house in anywhere because you don't need it for now. Or maybe forever. But to be truly blessed means there is nothing that is needed that is lacking. The blessing can go beyond that realm. But basically, there is nothing that is needed that is lacking. Fifthly, what is the life that is truly blessed? It is a life that is undeniably enviable and admirable by others. Undeniably enviable. Undeniably admirable. Genesis chapter 26 verse 12 to verse 14. The Bible said, Isaac sowed in the land, received the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man who was great went forward, grew until he became very great. He had possession of flocks and possession of herds, a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. That life is practically enviable. Genesis 37:11. The brothers of Joseph envied him. His brethren envied him. But his father observed his saying. That is, you are living in such a realm. Again, you may not have the whole world. But there is something about you that is enviable, admirable. I'm not talking of jealousy. I'm talking of someone wanting to be. Father, is this kind of life possible? Can I have this kind of life? Number 6. The blessed life. It is that life that has the backing and defense of God. The backing. Was that number 6? The life that has the backing and the defense of God. When a man is backed by God, he is blessed. Psalm 23 verse 1. Say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Isaiah 45. Verse 1 to verse 3, you will see, let me call it the fronting, the presence and the backing of God. He said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the 2 leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I'll go before thee, make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. When the man has the backing and the defense of God, you call him a blessed man who is not vulnerable, who is not at the mercy of the enemy. What kind of life is blessed? Number 7, the life where the past is never brighter than the present or the future. It is that life where the past is never brighter than the present or the future. Do you understand? It is the life that does not know a better yesterday. Where the yesterday was better than today or tomorrow. No. This life is that life we saw in the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. It is what we saw in Psalm 84 verse 11. He said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. I announce to somebody today, your yesterday cannot be better than today. Today must be better than yesterday. And tomorrow must be better than today. And anybody whose life appears like a diminishing returns, where the best years of your life were yesterday, that is not a blessing, it's a curse. You know, the best years of Nigeria was yesterday. I'm sure you understand that. The best years, 70s. 70s and 80s. I was talking with Professor Yusuf Turaki. He went to America in the early 70s with higher school certificate. That is upper 6. That is like GCA level. IJMB. He went to America with it and was employed as a university lecturer teaching first year mathematics because of the quality of education that was known with the nation. Diminishing return. An Indian man and his wife met us. I think we're flying from Germany or so to America with my wife. They are doctors. He said, we are medical doctors. He said, what is happening in Nigeria? We are so sad at what we are hearing. He said, they left India to come and study medicine in Nigeria. In the 60s and, in the 60s and 70s, University College Hospital, Ibadan. That was where they trained and became first-class medical doctors who are now practicing in America. Highly celebrated. He said, now we hear that there is not even a good education anymore in Nigeria. Diminishing returns. 1 naira was equal to $2. If you give 1 naira, they give you $2. Today, you need to give 1,605 naira before you get $1. One single dollar. But I believe that there shall be restoration. God will help us. Our yesterday can't be better than today. Our yesterday can't be better than today. It's a curse, not a blessing. Good old days is not a good thing. Old days can be good, but shouldn't be better than today. The path of the just is a shining light that shining more and more unto the perfect day. I pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Your future shall be better than your present. And your present shall be better than the past. Say it loud, amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Hallelujah. What is the life that is blessed? I believe this should be number 8 now. It is the life that is filled with divine wisdom and discretion. The blessing of God makes a man wise. Wiser than your age. Wiser than your experience. It makes you wise. In Acts chapter 7 verse 10, we saw how in the land of Egypt, Joseph found favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. In Genesis 41, verse 38 to verse 39, Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Verse 39, for there is, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Wisdom for the command of resources happens to the blessed. We saw that in the life of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23 all the way to verse 25. Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And the earth sought for Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God put in his heart. And they brought every man their present. Somebody say aloud, amen. The life that is filled with the wisdom and discretion of God is a blessed life. Number 9, it is a life that concludes with good posterity. Posterity. A life that concludes with good posterity. A life that is generationally remembered for good. That's a blessed life. When the name of a person comes up, and what you remember, what that generation remembers, is the good of that life. That is posterity. There are people when they mention their name, it's shame, it's disgrace, it's ignominy, reproach. In Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 7, the Bible said the memory of the just is blessed. But the name of the wicked shall rot. To have a name after you are gone that brings good memories is a blessed life. Numbers 23 verse 10. And Balaam said, who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his. Let me end like him. That is a blessing. The way this man ended, let me end like that. That is a blessing. The way this person lived, let me live like that. That is a blessing. That's a blessed life. It's that life that concludes with good posterity. Number 10, it is the life that exists to make a difference. That exists to make a difference. Not just make a living. You know that a person is blessed by the difference they made in their generation. The life that lightens a generation. The life that illuminates a generation. That's the blessing. You know a person is blessed by how much their lives blessed their generation. The difference. That life that lightens a generation. Existing to make a difference, not just make a living. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 16. The Bible said, "You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That is a blessing. Hallelujah. The life that exists to make a difference is a blessing. And finally, what is the blessed life? It is the life that is at rest in God. At rest. Safe from worries. Safe from anxieties. It's blessed. At rest. In Exodus 33 verse 14, the Lord said to Moses, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Rest. It's a blessed life to be at rest. There are many who can't sleep at night. Worry, anxiety, tension, pressure. Many parts of this country are not blessed. They're cursed, very seriously cursed. Human curses coming in form of killers. But God shall bless us. Say aloud, amen. In 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4, the Bible said, "But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrent. That shall be your portion in Jesus' precious name." Somebody say again 3 times, "I am blessed." Again. Again. One more time. Again. And again. Let's go through the 11 points that was raised in this second service. First of all, that the life that is blessed is that life that is in possession of true spiritual assets. When people look at you, your greatest resources are spiritual. Your weight is in your spirituality. Number 2, it is the life that has, in whom the Lord has found pleasure and joy. There's something about your life that excites God and makes him to do things for you that others wonder, what did you do for God? Number 3, it is the life that is empowered to face the future without fear. It's a blessed life. Number 4, it is the life that is not in lack of anything that is good for them per time. That is, if it is good now, you can't lack it. If you are lacking it, maybe it's not yet good. And if it is good and you are lacking it, we summon it right now in the name of Jesus. Number 4, it is a life that is undeniably enviable, undeniably admirable. Number 5, or number 6 now, it is a life that has the backing and defense of God. You are not wastable by the enemy. Number 6, it is a life that has the backing and defense of God. Number 7, it is a life where the past is never brighter than the present or the future. Never brighter. Number 8, it is that life that is filled with divine wisdom and discretion. Number 9, it is a life that concludes with good posterity. Number 10, it is a life that exists to make a difference. Number 11, it is the life that is at rest in God. I see that blessed life being realized in someone here. Say a loud amen. What are the secrets of the blessing? It's going to be the same things I said in the first service, except that we'll use different passages. First of all, dedication, devotion, and affection for God. It's not possible to be dedicated to God and not be blessed. 2 Chronicles 26 and in verse 5. Concerning King Uzziah, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Solomon loved the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 3a. And he offered 1,000 burnt offerings. And God, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. And God replied him. Your love for God, your dedication to God, your commitment to God is your asset. Your asset into the blessing. Number 2 is uprightness of character as against crookedness of life. Psalm 5 verse 12. Thou Lord will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. God does not bless the crooked. Job was the upright man that ended up with the blessing. Beloved, if you trust God for the blessing of the Lord, avoid the ways of crookedness. Not just the blessing of the Lord, but eternity with God in heaven. Eternity, because that's the highest realm of the blessing is that you ended in heaven. You ended your journey in heaven. You ended from this earth. When you die, you ended in heaven. That's the highest blessing. Uprightness of character. Avoid crooked ways, ungodly ways. If eternity with God in heaven is your vision. Number 3 is obedience of divine instruction. If God can lead you, he can load you. Did you hear what I just said? If God can lead you, he will load you. Load. Psalm 23 verse 1. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down, you see, in dry pastures, in the wilderness, in the desert. No, in green pastures. He leadeth me, you see, not beside troubled waters, not beside dirty waters, not beside dry lands. If he is leading you, there must be pasture and there must be water. If he can lead you, he can load you with his blessing. Obedience to divine instruction. Number 4 is walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies. The covenant of giving. The covenant of tithing. Which is the most basic. Tithe is the most basic. Most basic. In Acts chapter 20 verse 35, Paul the apostle said, I have shown you all things. How that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 to verse 7. The Bible said, but this I say, he who sweats sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which sweat bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies, that is fighting, giving towards evangelism, giving towards church projects, giving. Number 5 existence as a blessing to your world. Somebody just testified now, I believe it was in this service, where the girl said, she has no mother, she has no father. And she was brought in here, and she was sponsored through school, and she's graduated with second class upper in biochemistry. Was it this service? And then the other one who brought her was also sponsored through school in guidance and counseling. We have many people like that all over the world who went to school. Orphans, widows. My guy there, you have been sending me a text message. My guy with the glasses right there. You are the one that went to University of Uyo, right? Well, you dozing, you didn't hear me on time. What course did you read? Huh? Library and Information Science at BSC. He's been sending me a text message. He wants to come and see me to just appreciate me. Why?
Okay, I wanted to come and say thank you for, you know, being there for me when I failed at first, at my first degree. You trained me from that first degree, and when I was advised to change my course, you continued the scholarship for me.
Did you understand? Had I started the first degree, failed or something, didn't do well, was on scholarship, advised to start again, start another course, and the scholarship continued. Hallelujah. There are plenty people like that. Plenty people like that. So there are so many. When you are in such a realm, God knows that the widow's money is in your hand. The money for the orphan is in your hand. The money for the destitute are in your hand. So he will ensure that the money keeps coming, so that the people who are tied to you are not stranded. Is somebody here today? Say amen. Just be. Make up your mind to be a blessing to your world. A blessing to the kingdom first. A blessing to your world. And watch God. When men say they are cast down, you are saying there is, you are even saying, what is the meaning of cast down? In this economy, there are people who are not aware of what is going on. They are not aware of what is going on. They have zero knowledge. I see you in the name of Jesus coming to the point where your generation will be blessed because of you. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Amen at the top of your voice. Job chapter 29 and in verse 11, we saw how Job was a blessing to his world. He said, when the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Why? Verse 12, because I delivered the poor that cried, the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. That was Job. Existence as a blessing. Number 6. Is diligence and commitment to duty. When you are enterprising, entrepreneurial, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, the Bible said, he becometh poor that dealeth with his slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. I met one of our young ladies in church. Well to do, I mean, not stranded. And I said, how did you get about the things that you have? Because in these days, it's easy for somebody to get. A young person to be bankrolled by a man. Am I communicating? And he's driving flashy car and doing this and that. And somebody said, oh no, nothing near that. He said, business is in my body. It's my blood. Enterprise, it is that. I sell this, I do this, I do that, I do this. While others are crossing their leg, waiting for job. Or crossing for leg, waiting for a man. Or crossing for a leg, waiting for somebody big. Very aggressive. That is what the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent, the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Just be diligent and you will be processed. In Deuteronomy 28 and in verse 8, it said, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. Whatever you lay your hands on, I will release the blessing upon it. And I will bless thee. Just ensure you are not lazy so that things can be easy. But life is never easy for the one that is lazy. Quote unquote. Life will be easy for you if you are hard on yourself. But life will be hard for you if you are easy on yourself. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If you are hard, tough on yourself, while others are sleeping, you have woken up. While they are busy trying to wait for who will help them, you are on your way. You hit the road. Finally, it's commitment to kingdom soul winning assignment. Luke, right, we saw Luke already in the first service, 22:25. Jesus said, when I sent you without parcel and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. Exodus 23:25. He said, and he shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. You serve the Lord. Serve him in soul winning. Serve him in touching lives. Serve him in changing lives. And he will bless your bread and your water. I like you to step into the blessing today. And as the blessing is released upon you, we are going to be praying, but you will assist us to take the communion at home, because I think I don't know whether some pick double communion or something, but what is available, if it's to go, may not go for everyone, and if it doesn't, some people will feel somehow. So we're going to pray, but the blessing will drop. The blessing will be released. And I believe it's a new day. We're going to start with interceding for the winning of souls. And we're going to also talk about interceding for our nation. Stand up on your feet. The one who is most blessed here, stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Take your seat. 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 Are you ready? Now stand on your feet with a louder shout of praise. Lift your hands, open your mouth, and let's begin to speak to God. Appreciate him. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Worship him. Thank him for his word to you today. Thank him for his word to you today. The word to us today. Lift your voice and thank him. 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 Honor him, adore him, worship him. The Lord has heard and answered us.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift up your hands everywhere you are today. Father, we thank you. Anywhere you are today, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. Forgiveness for your sins. You want today to mark a new day in your life. We are in very dangerous times. God forbid you will not lose your life before your time. But anyone who passes out of this life under any condition without Jesus, eternity is in hellfire. That's why Some of the killers are sending many people to hell. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And we are trusting the Lord that the Lord will arrest that scourge. But you are here today in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins. I'd like you to pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward, ever, backward, never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.